This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The University of Alabama System Board of Trustees is set to vote this month on a new leader for the three-campus system. Chancellor Robert Witt announced recently he'll retire next August. He's recommended current Vice Chancellor of Finance and Operations, Ray Hayes, for the job. We talk about what the next chancellor faces in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Cindy Fisher Crawford. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, for those of us in Birmingham, it seems that one key issue for the next system chancellor will be addressing the strained relationship with the UAB community.
Definitely. You know, that relationship has been rocky the last year when UAB said in December that it was going to shut down its football program, which sort of rallies all around Birmingham. And a lot of folks actually blamed the UA system as a whole for that, whether they played a role in it or not. And you know, it was a very unpopular decision, and it led many people to push for more representation from UAB and UAH out of Huntsville on the Board of Trustees, which has been long argued, but this stoked the fire again.
Well, meanwhile, what considerations are there about the flagship campus in Tuscaloosa?
Well, there are some that are watching this change of guard closely because the University of Alabama's main campus also has a new president. And Witt, when he was president, oversaw a lot of growth. So during that time, enrollment grew from 20,000 to 36,000 students. And it's actually tough to add up all the new buildings and dorms that he added during that time frame, too. So there's a question about whether the next leader will keep that level of growth going.
Well, it seems, though, growth isn't the only thing that's on the rise.
Yeah, with all that construction came a 169% increase in debt for the system over the past 5 years. You know, that number is so high that it could determine how much growth the next chancellor wants to do, depending on how far in the red he or she is willing to go.
Well, last week's announcement that Oxford Pharmaceuticals would build a $30 million manufacturing facility near Birmingham highlights a part of the metro area that's seen a steady stream of investment over the last few years. Cindy, tell us about this area along Lakeshore Parkway that's stretching west from Homewood.
Well, this is an area that has kind of seen it all the last few years. There's housing with apartments and homes out there. Red Mountain Park is now a destination off of Lakeshore. There's even a shopping center that's a little closer to Ross Bridge down that road. And several companies have chosen this corridor to locate their offices. Regions has something there. And Evonik, which is a medical devices place, also has an office there.
Oh, how do things sit for this area looking ahead?
Well, it's always good to have an area of the metro that's set aside for development. And Birmingham saw this part of Lakeshore as a place to invest. So the city bought 200 acres near the Jeff Met Industrial Park that's already chugging along. And they expect more projects to come there in years to come.
Well, finally, investors have been taken on a ride with markets around the world making wild swings, but ultimately dropping over the last few weeks. One part of that is uncertainty around the Federal Reserve raising interest rates. Birmingham bankers are watching the Fed closely. And what has the chatter been among them?
Well, they have been watching for the rate increase because they're worried it'll put a slowdown on the construction and the business boom that's been transforming Birmingham the last couple of years. You know, we've had a low-rate environment, and it's made Birmingham a real go-to spot for investors and builders, and the banks are giving out loans and loving it. So no one really wants to see that boom go bust.
Well, what does a rate increase mean for banks?
Well, the fear is that an increase will freeze up lending and cause a lot of uncertainty among those that were in position to get loans and even halt that line of business for banks. But experts are saying even if the rate goes up, there's still enough liquidity in the banks that lending shouldn't stop altogether.
Cindy Fisher Crawford is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Cindy, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.